It's CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. A Jefferson County Sheriff Sergeant who responded to the Evergreen High School shooting has resigned after admitting he showed up to the incident intoxicated. An internal investigation found other SWAT officers smelled alcohol on Sergeant Anthony Hamilton and saw he appeared disoriented during the September 10th response. Hamilton later told investigators he drank, quote, the better part of a 12-pack that morning. The sheriff's office says his conduct fell far outside its standards. Two students injured in that shooting have since returned home. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths in America, but doctors say early screening saves.
Screening with a low-dose CT scan is used to detect lung cancer early. Doctors say that's when it's more curable. Andrew McLennan is with Kaiser Permanente and says Colorado has some of the lowest screening rates for lung cancer in the country.
And we want to change that. We want people to know that screening is available, it's effective, and we want people to talk with their doctors about if lung cancer screening is right for them.
If lung cancer is caught before it spreads, the likelihood of surviving 5 years or more improves to 65%, according to the American Lung Association. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado State University in Pueblo is poised to get a new president. The university's system board of governors is tapping Rhonda Epper after a national search. They'll meet later this month to consider her formal appointment and employment agreement. Epper currently leads Trinidad State College. This is CPR News and KRCC.